15 years.
Up to Parag base, what's 15 years?
The Vegan Millers was 15.
Okay, we're up to Parag base, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Parag base, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Nini Ragleich, withhold your feet from going barefoot. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Nini Ragleich Miyachef. Yirmiyah says to Klal Yisrael, do yourself a favor, do tshuva, and by doing so you will withhold your feet from walking barefoot, ugronech, and your throat meet similar from being thirsty. And we'll see in a few moments, he's basically telling them that, you know, let's take the drush route. If you're going to continue in your ways, there's going to be a chorban beis hamikdash, and you're going to have to observe Tisha B'Av. And on Tisha B'Av, what do we do? We don't wear shoes and we do not eat. We walk barefoot and our throat is dry from thirst. So do yourselves a favor, just for that alone, you should not have to sit every single year at Tisha B'Av. You might as well do tshuva and withhold your feet from going barefoot, your throat from being thirsty. And how did you respond that time we? That time we you said to me, Noi Osh, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. There's nothing we can do. What will be, will be. We're not interested in doing tshuva. Let what will come be that as it may. Whatever will be, will be. It's hopeless. Lo, they say two words. No ash, it's hopeless. Lo, we disagree. We're not going to do anything to change our ways. Kiyohafti zodim v'achadehem. What? Lo with the vav and lo with an aleph. So okay, we read with an aleph as lo. Okay, we read here with an aleph, which basically means lo. Means it's normally only lo with an aleph. It's not a krivich siv. It's just the word lo, but it's spelled mole. That would have a connotation that you told me lo with intensity. You didn't just say no quietly. You screamed out lo. We're not going to listen to you. It's mole. It's a full lo. Kihafti zarim v'achreim yelech. I love strangers, meaning the strange idols, or I love to go put my confidence and my faith in the nations of the world. V'achreim yelech, and I will follow after their ways. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos Pasuk of Hei. Shall see to it that you correct your ways. I told you the drush, posh pshat is, and you will not have to go into exile. This was the nature. This is how the wicked Babylonians and later Romans as well. They forced them to march to Egypt barefoot. They were thirsty for water. Going barefoot will cause them to not think about running away. If you're barefoot, it's not very comfortable to walk on the ground. You have a second thoughts if you were to run away. You responded that it's hopeless. I am miyayish. I give up hope of returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'levol no longer returning. Ki oiv ani es hazorim heim avodas ha'abalim. I love to worship idols. V'achareyem elech, and I will follow them. La'avodos some to worship them. Rashi, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Mini Raglich V'yachev, Zohi Midasva. This is your midah. Ki pere ha'oheves lo'noah. Now it seems that Rashi is going back to the previous. It's not really clear what Rashi is injecting these words into this part of the Pasuk. I think Rashi is going back to the previous Pasuk. The previous Pasuk says, he told them, this is your way. Your way is, you are like a para, like we mentioned before, yesterday, that you are a para limud midbar. You are a para that is accustomed, a wild donkey that is accustomed to roam around in the desert. Zuhi midaska, this is your midah. Ki para. Ha'oheves lanua, like a pair of wild donkey that loves to run around. And in response to your custom, in response to your evil ways, the Navi says to you, Mini atzmech me'akum, stop it, enough is enough, cut out all the garbage. withhold yourself from the avodas kecham vazalos shelo telchi yachaf ba'goylos, so that you should not have to go into exile in galus. Umini gonech milamus patsama. Rashi is a little bit different than the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says that you're just going to be thirsty when you go down to Babel. When you're being taken to exile, you're going to be thirsty. You're not going to be given a drink. They're not going to be providing you with bottled water. You're going to be thirsty. He says it's worse. Over here, it's starvation. You're going to die from dehydration. Tsama here is thirst, which leads to milamus bitsama. That toimri, how did you respond to my request? Al divrei hanavim no'osh. It's hopeless. Ein mechush. So he says no'osh. No ash means there's no. We're not going to pay any attention. No ashti bidivreichem. I have given up hope. We don't pay attention to what you have to say. We have given up hope from listening to your words. Okay, and Rabbi Michal, you have some insight into this next word. No ash.
It says not a kalir, which means despair.
How do you know all this?
First of all, I'm looking it up. I just try to figure them out. And now I'm looking it up.
Okay, you should write a safer. All these.
Oh, I don't know why he has to do that, because Yush is clearly a simple enough word to explain.
It's interesting. He says two things. First, he says, Ein Mechush. Mechush is not Yeush.
But despair is a different connotation than just giving up. Sometimes you could lose something and you don't really care. You know, you give up and you don't care about it. Despair is you really care and you want it.
But see, Rashi seems to say two separate things. First, he says "ein mechush." Mechush means they don't. You don't pay attention. It doesn't. There's no sensitivity. It does not touch me. Your words have no effect on me. Then he goes to say "no ashti." No ashti seems to mean "yeyush." No ashti bedivreichem. I've given up hope on your words. Your words make. They're like despair. I don't know. It's between the three. You get the impression is yeyosh. That's really the theme that appears to come out more or less. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chaf Hei says, "Moni raglich mili ischabero le'amemaya." So he has a different interpretation. He says, withhold your feet from joining the nations. Not like Rashi and the Mitzudas that says that, cut out all the nonsense, because it's going to result in the consequence of going into exile and you will walk barefoot. He says, no, it means withhold your feet from joining le'amamaya upulich, and your mouth mil miflach le'ta'avas palche kechvaya, from worshipping gods with your mouth. So the thirst means when you attach yourself to the umos ha'olam, what you're basically doing is you're walking barefoot. It's a very, very interesting targum. It's more like a drush. You can walk with shoes and you can walk barefoot. When you walk with shoes, you can go somewhere. You have confidence. You have a derech. You're comfortable. You're unlimited in where you could travel when you have a good pair of shoes. When you're barefoot, you're limited in where you can do. You can't walk very far because you're going to hurt your feet. So he's saying here, by joining the umos olam, it's equivalent to walking around barefoot. How far can you already walk when you're barefoot? You can't get very, very far. It says your throat is thirsty. There's no satisfaction. When you serve Hashem, you daven to Hashem, you walk away from tefillah satisfied, satiated. When you go to a church and you worship and you give praise and you supplicate in front of an idol, you walk away thirsty because you have accomplished absolutely nothing. You have nothing more than a dry throat. It's a very different interpretation. We have only three interpretations. You walk away empty. You realize that it's checked. So we have really walked away from this pasuk with three interpretations. According to, really four, I told you a drush. I started off with a drush, which I saw in many svarim, is don't worship idols. It's going to lead to Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you don't wear shoes and you don't eat. Second interpretation of the Mitzudos, you're going to go into galus. Your captors are going to take you down in chains, barefoot and thirsty to galus. Rashi says you're going to go to galus and you're going to die due to dehydration. Targum, don't attach yourself to the umos ha'olam because you're not going to be able to go anywhere in life with that. It'll be like walking barefoot and you're not going to be satisfied spiritually praying to an idol. The paragraph concludes, V'amart, how did you respond to me? Toves mi bosar pulchono. Now, toves, I don't know what it means, toves. I thought I looked this up, but I didn't, I guess. I guess I picked the wrong one. Toves mi bosar pulchonoch, lo are rechimes l'ischabarole amamaya, ubosar pulchan tavason ehoch. Okay, so you said, okay, does anyone have any idea what the word toves means? I have to go look it up in the Jastro.
Which word?
Toves. Vamard, your response was, this is he's giving a translation for the word no osh. Toves. Mi bosar pulchonoch, we have broken away from serving Hashem. Lo are rechimes, we do not want. Lo rechimes l'ischabaro le'amamayo, bosar pulchan tavason ehoch, I will. We don't want to break away from. Okay, maybe the Radak will explain this. Let's just leave this for a moment. Let's see the Radak first, because Radak, more often than not, already we find explains the words of the Targum. Pasuk Chafei in the Radak.
Maybe it means
to join.
Remember we said.
So let's see the Radak. Let's hear how the Radak explains. Let's see. Pasuk Chafei. Kishanavim oyim in Pasuk Chafei. Mini kishanavim oyim lecha mini raglech miyachav shlotelech yachav ugonech mini gamke mitzama. The Nevim said to Klal Yisrael, withhold your feet from walking barefoot and prevent your throat from becoming thirsty. Kolaymar shlotelchi bidarcham urchaykim leheozer min omos. Now we have a fifth interpretation. Fifth interpretation is, don't seek out the support of the Umay Sa'olam to protect you from the Khorban. Bavel is attacking. Bavel is gearing up to destroy Yerushalayim. Klal Yisrael is sending an SOS to Mitzrayim and to Ashur. So you're willing to be Moiser Nefesh to travel to Mitzrayim and Ashur, even barefoot. Don't go and walk there in pain, and it's a long, grueling trip to Egypt. When you arrive, you come there thirsty. Uvidrachim yikro la'adam tzame v'holach yochaf. When you travel a distant path, it's called you're thirsty, and you travel barefoot. Ki yivlu min olim bidrachim. When you travel a long trip, your shoes get worn out. And you do not find water. And if you'll only listen to me, you don't need to do this. You don't need to go and travel far away to seek to form alliances, to create a partnership with other nations. Because if you'll only do tshuva, you can sit at home, and Hashem will help you in Eretz Yisrael. In telchu achrav, provided, of course, that you follow after the ways of Hashem. The at amar to lahem, you respond to the Nevi'im, no osh kiloimar, no osh libi mileches achrei Hashem. I give up. I am miyayish. Lo elich od acharav ela acharei zarim. I'm no longer going to follow Hashem. I'm going to follow others. Shani roya shehim atzlichim. I look at other nations. I see they worship idols. I see that they are successful. So therefore, we're going to imitate them. Ve'ahavti yosam yachreim elav. Period. Now we come to the Targum, as I told you. V'yonis antirgim, mani raglich mil ischabara le'amamaya, upamayach miliftach le'tavos amamaya, kib amud. So he seems to want to say is that's exactly what he's reading into the Targum. This interpretation is, don't travel barefoot, don't be thirsty means don't run away. It's not. He didn't say exactly what the Targum says, but it's similar. Don't join the nations. Don't join the nations, and that's the connotation of being barefoot. At least his understanding is that when you travel a far distance, your feet, your shoes get worn out. Now, Yochef, here he goes into some grammar, which we're just going to skim over. Yochef, barefoot, is a shame. Ki'ilu hoyetoyar. Okay, I don't know the difference between a toyar is a title and a shame. What?
Torah is an adjective.
Is an adjective, and Hashem is a noun.
Right.
So Yochef is a noun. If it was an adjective, if it was an adjective, it would say the word, the grammatical correct word would be yichafeh. Ki regel hi b'loshon nekeva. In other words, it should be feminine form. So if we're describing, the foot, a regel is feminine. So then we would be describing the foot. It would be correct to say yichafeh b'loshon nekeva with a hey at the end. Ki regel b'loshon nekeva. And since it says over here yochef, so yochef means it's a noun. The foot is bare. It's not describing it. It's a mitzias. It's a form of a word which means it's self-defined. It's a word that is self-defined. O yeh zachor nekeva kmo yad v'hineh yashduch elai v'hineh yebo megillah sefer. Or maybe you want to say, that I'm not sure what he means over here. O yeh zachor nekeva kmo yad. Maybe you can suggest is that regel is a word which can be both zachor and nekeva. Just like the word yad is a word which means shalucha, we see the word shalucha, the feminine form is used in reference to a yad, elai v'hinei by Megillah Sefer. So it's not muchrach that the word, so it could be that he's coming to say that in the second interpretation that the word yochef really may indeed be an adjective. It's describing the foot. The foot is the noun, the foot is bare is an adjective. And even though you'll say it's in the Lashon Zohar, it's not a kasha, because sometimes the word Yad can be also
either or.
So it can either be a noun or an adjective. Okay, Tzimeya, shame, the Mishkal, this is a noun, the Mishkal in the form of similar. The Mishkal means it's equal. It's equal to the, another word, similar. Okay, it's just like similar spelled with an hey, so to the word tsameya is spelled with an hey. Tsame and tsameya are the same. Ugronech, your throat, ugronech, siv, v'inyin echad. We read it, there's a krivich siv. You notice in the pasuk, mini raglech miyachef ugronech. In the pasuk, the vav is in the wrong place. Okay, you see in the pasuk, there's a vav between the gimel and the resh. It should be after the resh. So gronech, ronech, siv, ve'inyan echad. It's the same thing. Ulai heim shnei mishkalim. They're two different forms of the same word. Okay, so let's leave it. The targum. We're going to leave a little bit. We're leaving out the targum a little bit.
Anyone else give an explanation for the
siv? No, I did not come across anything. Anything in reference to the Krivich Sif. I'm sure there is something, but I just did not come across it.
I was going to say, Gairin is
a threshing house. Threshing field, yeah.
Money. And it's your mouth. What you're talking about is money.
Ugronech mitzimo. Withhold your threshing house from being thirsty. In other words, you prevent yourself from poverty. Ugronech means your threshing place means your savings account, and your savings account being thirsty means that it's empty. If you're not going to do tshuva, you're going to become poor. You'll be paupers. That really frightens a person. So frightening the yisudim of anius is even greater than the yisudim of death. Chazal say, Iyov ha yisur Iyov, but Chazal say at least he didn't lose all his money. He had some accounts in Panama. They were still safe. Because if he would have lost all of his money, that would be too severe. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk. Now this is a very famous pasuk. Kivoyishes ganav ki yimotze. Like the embarrassment, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael here is going to be like the embarrassment of a ganav when he is caught. Kein havishu beis Yisrael. This is a very harsh. Like we always say, Yirmiyah does not earn any brownie points with Klal Yisrael. The words that he chooses to relate to Klal Yisrael are the most severe, possibly of all of the Nevi'im, and that is why we mentioned so many times he was hated. He was hated because he really said it the way it was. I mentioned yesterday, kepera limud, like a para, that's the worst thing you can say. You can call Klal Yisrael a Palestinian. It's the worst thing you can say. Ruyeh pera adam. And here we have all these expressions. And here's another one. It's going to be kibayishas ganav ki yimotzei. A person is well respected. He's an honorable person. And then it's discovered that he's a faker. He's a ganav. That shame is the worst possible shame. It's one thing a person is a nobody. No one even knows who he is. No one knows who he is. So now they discover, oh, he's on the top, he's on the 10 most wanted by the FBI. Okay. But when the person is known to be a respectable person, he's Yoshev Roish, and then all of a sudden it's discovered the most horrible things, so the contrast, the fall from stature to a Ganov, this is the most horrible, unpleasant thing in this world, and that's how it will come out. All of the Mepharshim explain this pasuk. Let's see pasuk Chavav the Mitzvah Stavid. Like the quarreling of the embarrassment of the ganav. What does that mean? Asher he beis yimotzei shu ganav. At the time when it is discovered, he's a ganav. Achar shohaya muchzak l'neman. Okay, that's very critical. He was a muchzak. He was a well-known person, an honorable member of society, and now it was discovered all along he was just a phony. Ki yirbe b'yishas space kein yirbe b'yishas space yishol b'nei ha'akom. That's going to be the shock, the umos olam haftik for the disgrace that Klai Yishol is going to suffer in umos olam. Al ki hayu muchzakim lo'evdei Hashem. They were the umos olam had respect to some degree. They thought they would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtzu oivdei kechavim kechol ha'amim. And now they discover you're just like us. You're no different than us. You have idols. You worship idols. And in fact, Chazal say, when they opened up the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they saw the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they were shocked. They did not understand the nature of the Kruvim. They thought the Kruvim was a form of an idol. It's a molten image of Malachim, with wings, these holy creatures. And they actually paraded, it says, and worse, it was a Zohar and a Keva. So in addition to it being, appearing to be something which was Avodah Zarah, it had also the connotation, it had also gave the impression that Klai Yishol were Oisek in Zima, in Shitufei Zima. And they took, it says in the Medrash, they took the Aron HaKodesh with the Kruv, and they paraded it through the street. They paraded it through the street and they said, look, they're just like us. They have an Avodah Zarah. And worse, their Avodah Zarah integrates Arayos. And that medrash, you should know, is a little difficult because we do have a tradition that Chizkiyahu already hid the Aroin. He hid the Aron way before the Churban Beis Hamidrash. So what does it mean? So it could mean there was a replacement Aron Kodesh. The real Aron Kodesh that had the Luchos, that was put in Geniza, and just for show, they put like a replacement Aron Kodesh with Kruvin that was not exactly the same thing. Or it means there were curtains and designs inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, etched into the walls. There were plates, gold plates of ornaments on the wall, which had impressed, embossed into these plates, the image of the Kruvim, which what the Aron looked like, Zachar and Akeva, and it is that which they paraded through the streets, and the Umos Olam said, look, the Jewish people are just like us. This was part of the Hashkacha, that of what the Yirmiyah is predicting, it came true over here, exactly in this Pasuk. Rashi Pasuk Chavav, ki yimotzei b'tchila k'shehu nimtza ganov, v'hu hayo muchzok neman kein tirgem yoinasan. Everyone is adding in this point. It's not just a bulletin. We have over here the most wanted man in the country. He's a criminal. Okay, big deal. So there are a lot of criminals out there. But here, everyone is hitting in this point. We have over here a person that was respected, an honorable member of society, now has been discovered to be a ganav. Targum Pasek Chavav. Kivahasas means the embarrassment. The embarrassment, givar, dim, chashev neheimon. Okay, that's where it all comes from. A person that was considered as being a trustworthy person, umishtakach, has now been discovered, ginif kein behisu, so too will you be put to shame, beis Yisrael. And here he adds in, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the pasuk. I apologize. I didn't realize it was pasuk. Let's go back to the pasuk. Kivoyishas ganav ki matzei kein levish beis Yisrael, heima, who? Everyone. We have over here a long list. Four people. Heima, malcheihem, sarehem, v'choyhanehem, unevi'ehem. All four will be put to shame. Let's go back to the Mitzvah Stavid. What? A shul? The shul, the president, the rabbi, the gabbai, and everyone else that comes to visit. Let's see what it says over here in the Mitzudos. In Mitzudos David, Hema, Hamoin Ha'am, Hema, there will be five. I made a mistake, there are five groups. Hema is the Hamoinam. Then the Hakoyanim, Kahane Habal. Okay, these are the priests that serve the Vodazar, Unidiyem, Nidhi Habal. Period. Okay, that's the end of the Rashi.
It seems that being a Navi Habal wasn't so bad as being a Ganavi.
Being a Navi Hagal,
Kivoshes,
Ganav is even worse. Okay, let's take a look at the finish of the Targum. Targum says one more time, Kivahaskevar de Mischashev Behemon Umischach Gniv Kane Behis will be put to shame, Beis Yisrael, Inun Ve, Malkehon, their kings, Rav Rivehoin, their young men. He's translating, will mean the Rabbonim. He's translating. He is translating the Sorehem as the leaders, V'chaha Nehon, U'Nevi Yehon, the Shikra, the Nevi Sheker. We're now referring to the Nevi Emes. Let's see the Radak. Pasik Chof Vav. Okay, the Radak, Pasik Chof Vav, says, K'voyishes Ganav, Perush HaNochoin Kitargumo, the correct interpretations, as we already said a few times, kivahatas givar, the shame of a man, the mischashev meheimon, that was once recognized as a respectable person, or mishtakach ganev, ki haganav hamafursam ein leboishas. Okay, the ganav hamafursam, kemachol ben derusoi. Right, what's on Shabbos? The food has to be cooked at least one third. What's a third of food being cooked? One third called the machal ben, the children derusoi. Who is ben derusoi? A famous ganav, Jesse James, a famous ganav. Okay, famous ganav. So there's no shame in that. Everyone knows that's his claim to fame. No, we didn't know he was a person. It's a tzaddik, a chosh of a person, and then scandal, headlines that this person who thought was a tzaddik is not such a tzaddik. Kein ovishu perush haylechem lohayvishu should be put to shame ki heim lo hoya lohem boishes. So he's saying over here something where you should have embarrassment. Ki ilu hoya lohem boishes hayushavi darcheich maruim. This is very powerful radak. Radak is saying the problem the Jewish people had is they actually had no boishes. Boishes is the son of Yirah Shamayim. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. I don't remember the exact words, but a person that gets embarrassed, that's an indication that he's a Yirah Shamayim. The problem over here is these people, they had no boishes. They weren't embarrassed. If there's no embarrassment, there's no hope. There's
some girsa in Ben Shush Chodesh, we say she'ein lehem busha chlima. There's another girsa that says she'yesh lehem busha chlima.
Yeshuda busha chlima. Wow, that's very interesting. So if you have busha chlima, that will be an incentive. An incentive not to do averos. So it says, kein hoivishu. The Radak is giving us a drush. Kein hoivishu means, so it should be. So it should be. Not telling you a fact. According to the civil interpretation, the pasuk is telling you what's going to happen. The day will come when the Chorban will come upon Klal Yisrael, and then you'll be put to shame. The whole world will go with headlines. They'll reveal the Jewish people are not like you think they were. There are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that are not so nice. He's saying a Jewish, Kein Hovishu, you should now be put to shame, have a little boshas upon him, so that it will prevent you from doing averus. Perush hayolachem lohayvish, ki heim lo hayolachem boshas, ki ilu hayolachem boshas, hayushav, and they indeed would do tshuva, midarkehem horoim. Aela, hayolachem lohayvish, mimasim horoim, they should have been embarrassed from the masim horoim, ki heim hayu, Am Asher Bochar Hashem, because they are the chosen nation. Asher Bochar Hashem Bohem, Uve Avosehem, Vehem Tohu, and they erred Acherei Elohim Acherim. Hinei Hei B'Moshel Kodim Shoyed Muchzak B'Nemon. You know, it goes back to the Targum. They are compared to a person that was established, recognized as being a trustworthy person. V'Nimso B'Gneva Sheyispayesh Mehamaseh Asher Korohu B'Emes. He is put to shame from this his transgression. Kein Yisrael hayu muchzakim ba'am Hashem. The whole world had appreciation. Once upon a time, had respect for Klal Yisrael. We learned by Rochav Hazoina the very powerful words she said to the Meraglim, that the whole world melted. melted when we heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were terrified. We recognized who you were. Oisim Mitzvaysav Udvekimbo, they do Hashem's mitzvos.
That's what you attribute to us, Hashem's power.
Hashem's power, but if Hashem selected us, that must be, there must be, something special about us. But the Shavu, now they have abandoned Hashem, the Shavu la'avoid Elohim Achirim, ha'yelohem lo'chayvish ki yotsu miches kasam, they have left their chazaka. Okay, now, yeah?
I don't know if it's Mila Ganuf who has Reishas is a big madrega.
Yes, that's exactly what the doctor is saying. Cain Havishu Halavai.
You have the famous story of Kalbach used to say about a famous Ganuf who got a bracha, I think, from the Baal Shem that he would be Matzliach in his Geneva. You know, he said, you know, once he got caught, and he went to the Rebbe and the Rebbe got him out. And then he got caught, he went and he Baal Shem had died already. He went to his caver and he had a dream that I want you to go and Gemara said, or whatever it was that he did. And from doing that, he became so inspired that he himself became a rabbi. So you know that one of the future rabbis originally.
So that was Shalaisa.
This is Rabbi Shalaisa says it much better than I. But there's another, there was a, in Warsaw, like 150 years ago, there was a kehila of the Ganavim.
Yeah.
And there was a Talmud Chacham who had Rav Sovim
Congress.
We have them all over here. Why do you have to go to Warsaw?
There was a guy who had a lot of Sovim.
That's what he stole used to be.
And he had put it a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
So the Koshnitz Rabbeim were the Rabbeim of the Ganavim.
The Rebbe was going
to
hear.
So he went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, "You're right. I'll call the Ganav, the head of the Ganav, and called him over." He says, he put a lot of effort in. He says, "Barnosa." So the Ganav says, "I'll give it back to him, but he has to pay me schar tir." So the guy says, "Not only you got him, but I have to pay for it." She says, "It's my Barnosa." The Rebbe said, "You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, you can get your Ganav back. Give him a little money."
Yeah.
Then there was an old lady who came crying that they stole her lechter. It would only
yeah. Share.
So the Rebbe called her and the Rebbe says,
"Give it back.
Give it back." And she got it back the next day.
Okay.
There's, what do they call it about the Ganavim? There's
honor among thieves.
Ganav that still has no honor.
Yeah.
You have no years Hashem and you have no years Adam.
They get caught.
You get caught. And you're Ganav. You're not a Ganav.
Okay, it's good. It's powerful pasuk. Kein Havishu. This is the Haftarah. Remember, these words are very powerful words. Okay, pasuk. Next pasuk. Pasuk of Chav Zazayin. Here is the shame. Here is the ultimate shame. V'klayishu. Oymim lo eitz ovi ata. The Umos Olam are laughing at the Jewish people. They say the we, you know, we worship idols. We worship the sun, the moon, so on and so forth. But none of us is so foolish to say to a piece of wood, "You're my father." You're my father. Omrim lo eitz, you the Jewish people, you say to a piece of wood, "Ovi ata," you're my father. Vilo evident to a stone, you say, "At you, ye liditanu, have given birth to us." This is absurd. It's one thing you want to worship a stone. You want to say that by worshiping this stone, I will have good fortune. I'll win the lottery. I'll do well in business. But to say that the stone gave birth to you, are you out of your mind? It's totally absurd. That is how low the Jewish people sunk. Umos Olam were laughing at Klal Yisrael.
What about what Yishaya said? Yishaya said you take the same piece of wood.
Yeah.
And on one time you're worshiping part of it, and the other time you're burning it as fire.
Okay, so sometimes you're upset, but that's worship. Worship just means that there's a power in this piece of wood which will bring me success. This is, Yirmi is going further. He's telling Klal Yisrael, you lost your minds. You're totally out of your mind to say such crazy things. Now the apostle goes on.
He didn't address.
What?
You said metal. He didn't address.
Oh. What?
He's only saying wood and stone, not metal.
So I guess wood and stone is even... why not metal? I don't know why not metal.
Maybe gold is worth it.
Wood and stone.
We have it in the Torah. Eitz va'evin.
Eitz va'evin. Okay, so they say, Oyim kifanu, now kifanu, now the pasuk goes on to say, kifanu elai oiref, you've turned your back. The oiref is the part where you put your tongue, the back of the neck. The nape. where you put the dalit shel tefillin, kifanu elai, you've turned to me, orev v'loy fanim, you have refused to show your panim, your face to me, uve'esu asam yoimu, and whenever things do not go well for you, you rise up and you say, kumo, rise up Hashem, v'hoshenu, and save us. You only know me when things are not going your way. Then you rise up. This is also part of the Musar. It's one thing if you completely abandon me. If you completely abandon me, you don't serve me in good times, and you don't serve me in bad times, then maybe I can justify your behavior. You've given up on me. You abandoned me. But you know that I exist. And the proof is because when things are not going your way, you rise up and you say, Hashem, save us. And the moment I provide you with salvation, back to your old ways, you do foolish things, ad kdekach, will be willing to say to a piece of stone, a piece of wood, you're my mother and you're my father. Now before we see the mitzvahs, I want to tell you a very beautiful drush I saw, is that this pasuk, what it's really saying is, it's giving you an explanation of what happened. Now this goes back, I saw this in the Mamlois. Mamlois says that we have to understand that how Avodah Zarah came to be. There's a very long piece of Mamlois on this pasuk, and this goes to the basic history, which you're all familiar with, that at the time of Enosh, Oz Huchal Likra B'Shem Hashem, that when men, Avodah Zarah started out originally L'Shem Shamayim. The world, the people of the generation of the Dar of Enosh, they recognized there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, but they took note that Hashem gave over of His power to some degree to the Mazolos, to the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. They became the Shamoshim, the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun is the Shemesh. The Shemesh comes from the word Shamosh, a servant. The moon, all of the heavenly bodies are servants of Hashem. So the people began to feel that just like we serve Hashem, we should give some respect to Hashem's servants. But when they gave respect to the servants, it was still L'Shem Shamayim. That was a mistake. Because Hashem said, I don't want you giving respect to my servants, because one thing will lead to another. You only have respect for Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't give respect. But there was a sophistication. There was a kavanah, L'Shem Shemayim, in worshipping the sun and the moon. One thing led to the next, and before you started turning around, you forgot about the Ribbono Shel Olam exists altogether, and the only thing you worship is the sun, the moon, the stars, and so on and so forth. In other words, what we call the slippery slope syndrome. The slippery slope syndrome is once you begin to slip a little bit, even though when you're beginning to slip, you're still holding on, the more you allow yourself to slide, you slide all the way down, and the end is you don't know from nothing, you don't even know where you came from. So that's
this discussion in the Gemara,
right at the beginning.
Somebody asked one of the Tanayim, why doesn't Hashem get rid of the sun and the moon?
Can't destroy the world for fools,
yeah.
Right? So, but this is how it starts. So here, I saw in the Mamlois, he says that's Shalom the Pasuk. How does it come to be such a foolish thing for a person to say to a piece of wood, to a stone, "Oh, you gave birth to me. I came out of you. I came out of you." How does that happen? It all starts with an insult. It all began with Kifanu Elai. Elai Oiref. That expression means, you know, Hashem is right in front of you. You see Hashem. You see Hashem in front of you. But you're disrespectful. You turn your back. When you're turning your back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that point in time, you wouldn't imagine in a million years you'd come to a point where you would say to a piece of stone, or to a stone, you're my mother. You know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's just, you're just disrespectful, you turn your back. Once you begin a path of disrespect, one thing leads to another. You fall into the slippery slope syndrome, where you'll come one day to a point of doing things that are absurd, of saying to a piece of wood or stone, "Avi, you're my mother and you're my father." That's how that's how the Mamlois learned Shan the Pasuk. What happened? Oimim lo eitz avi ata v'lo even at yilidatanu. You do the most extremely bizarre things, and you'll ask, "How did this happen?" It happened with a small little step. You were once standing in front of me and you were disrespectful. You turned your back to me. At that point in time, this never would have happened. But one thing leads to another. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Oimrim al asher oimim la pesel ha'asuim eitz. They say to a pesel, to an isle that's made from a piece of wood, ato of you, my father, ulatzelem, and to an image, me'evin yemu ato yiliditanu. Ki'ilu ha'kechavim bira'o ha'olam umulo azif. He's elaborating as if the stars created the world and its fullness. Ki'fano elai oiref, you turn your back to me, rotzul laimar, enam shamim ledvarai, you do not listen to my words. Ki'adam ha'ma'apech oiref mul re'el, the person turns his nape towards his friend, v'lo yovel l'shmoya amarav, you don't want to listen to him. I remember when I was in Rabelski, Shiratar Vadas, Rabelski, Zichatak Levracha, I asked, what does it mean, ki am kishe oiref? So he actually got out of his chair and he illustrated this mitzvah stavid. He got out of his chair and he says, stand up. He says, you're talking, he says, this is, you're talking to me, and I'm listening, and all of a sudden I turn, and he turns around, and I show you, instead of looking at you, I let you look at the back of my head. Mamash illustrated for me in the classroom what it means, ki am kishay oref. Hashem is speaking to you, he's speaking to you, and instead of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn around and we show him the stiff, the hard part of the neck, the back of the neck, the bone in the back of the neck. The neck is soft, but there's one part of the back of the neck that it's hard like a rock, and that's the tip where we put the dalid shel tefillin. That's the kishay oref, the hard part of the back of the neck. Am kishay oref means really what it's saying over here, you turn around, I'm speaking to you. What kind of chutzpah is it to turn around and to put your eyes in range, in sight of the kishay oref? Exactly what it says over here, you pona, you turn your oref v'loy fonim, and not the face. Am kishay oref. That's not the common way you translate the pasuk. I mean, you're stubborn. The common way people translate, I'm telling you, you're a stubborn nation. But that's not how he told me what it means. He means over here, he's really referring to like this pasuk. It's the kishay of the oref. Okay. Let's see now, next words of Rashi, Mitzudos, Ube'es Rasab, Be'es Bo Alehem Hara'a, Yispalalu, Eli, they pray to me, the Yemur, and they say, Kumo V'Hoshenu Minara, save us from the Ra. And one other thing before we go into the Rashi, is that we know in Parshas Kisetze, in the Parsha of the Ben Soirer Umoire, so it says that he will take this woman, I'm sorry, in the Parsha of the Eishes Yifas Toyar, the soldier, he takes a woman home from the battlefield, and he shaves her hair, cuts her nails, and she cries, Vokso es ovio vies ima yerach yamim. And Chazal say, what does it mean, ovio vies ima avodah zarah? Now that you're going to convert her, you're going to take her as a wife, she's going to become, therefore give it 30 days to cry over the loss of her idols. So where did Chazal get Avia V'yasima? The common simple translation is that she's been taken away from her family. She has parents. So it means Pasha Pshat. She'll cry. She's no longer going to be no longer going to go home because now she'll be Jewish. She'll have to stay by her husband. So where did they get that Avia V'yasima means Avodah Zarah? This pasuk here in Yirmiyah. Because in Yirmiyah you see, it's not so common you have this, where you find that Avodah Zarah is referred to as your father and your mother. The extreme form of Avodah Zarah, you say to a piece of wood, you're my father, and to a stone that you are my mother. So you see that a father and mother are code words, are metaphors for Avodah Zarah. We now understand where Chazal got, Uvachsa as Silvio Viasima, Yerach Yamin. Rashi, pasuk of Zai, pasuk of Ches. What pasuk are we up to? Chav Zayin. Uve'es Rasam Yoimru. Ela, you say to me, it's a mikra chaser. Kuma v'hoshienu, rise up and save us. V'chaytikim yonasan v'idon divishta. When things aren't going your way, Asya alehon chafrin bitavusa. The people who deny Avodah Zarah, Umodan Kodamai, it rises up people who deny Avodah Zarah. When things are not going your way, all of a sudden you become tzaddikin. You abandon, you are koifer, you deny Avodah Zarah, and you admit to the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amrin, and you say to Hashem, Rachem alano, have mercy upon us, Uf rokna and redeem us. Let's see the whole Targum, in fact, inside. Pasuk of Zayin. Amrin litzelem. You say to a tzelem, to an image, Aha, you avunat, you are our father. Ulmod dinisa beid min avona, and you say to something that's been made from stone. He's saying it's not just a stone. I always tell you it means a stone. It means something. He's saying to an object that has been made from a stone. I mean, you say lay at dire sona, you created are ach zaru befulchani kedal. You turn away. You turn away from my service. Kidal. Kidal means you turn achzor means to turn away. Bechoni kidal is oiref. He's translating that oiref v'loipanim. Kidal v'lo shaviu dechalti l'kov l'apeyon. You turn my service. I guess it means the back of your head, and you don't show me your face. Uchi idan devishto. And when things do not go your way, asya lechon kofrin bita avason, it arises among you people who deny avodah zarah. Umodan kodama, you admit this ribbono shalom, and you cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amen rachim alono uf rokono and redeem us. Let's see the radak. Pasik chof zayin. Okay, pasuk of zayin omim lo 8:11 letzalmei 8:7. He says it means images. Aviato. Gidoyli va'adoyni, you are my master. Yiladatanu kamo yitzartanu. Yiladatanu means you have formed us. B'chein b'terem chodim yuladu, the same way it's used in Tehillim, yuladu means before they have been fashioned, they've been created. Kifanu la'aref, retz la'imar, kol avoidosam eina elu la'akum, all of your service was to idols. Einam poinim la'avoidosi kalal, ufanoisam elai eina elu ba'aref, v'hi kathir b, the only time you'll turn to me is when you'll show me your back. The back, and that is a denial. V'cheiniskar, hafonas oref, we have this later on, the mention of the turning of the neck, later on, hifne oref moyov bosh, that moav, they turned their face around backwards, they turned in embarrassment. Okay, we'll see what that means later on. Uve'esru asam, kishatav aleim hara'o, v'roim ki ein Elohim moshi oisam, when they see that their idols do not save them, yoimu elai, kumu v'yoshenu, kumo shama tzidkiyohu, duroshna v'adeinu, ki esash, seek now, Vadenu es Hashem, Kinevuchanetzar Melch Bavel Milcham Aleinu, Tzidkiyahu, when he saw things were not going his way, when things were not working out, so then he said, we have no choice but to fall back and rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's too little, too late. Yes.
In Pasuk Chof Zayin, they use Evan together with Yeladatanu.
Yes.
It's Ryan. Women gave birth on
birth stools made from stones. Alho of Noyim. Hayaki Sren. Interesting, very interesting. So you want to say that it wasn't really the woman who gave birth, it was the stone that produced the baby.
This is ancient beliefs of the first.
Yeah?
Goyim believed the first mythology, the first god was a female.
Yeah?
They thought the whole birth process was beyond them. And that's why May Day was celebrated. We were asking the goddess to fruitify the land. So the trees were the Zohar, and the heaven was the Mercator.
Okay, interesting. So you want to find the Makaros. Uri sen alho of Noyim. Shifra and Pur were told by Melech Hashem, when you see the women give birth, alho of Noyim. So you want to suggest that there is some relationship. Since over here we find stone being used as you gave birth to me, and the women there are giving birth. So you want to say is that these people, these foolish people, were saying it was not the woman that gave birth, it was the koyach of the stone, of the birth stool, this birth stone, which assisted, which was the koyach of Leda. If you would not sit on the stone and give the stone the proper respect, the woman would not give birth to a healthy child. It's very interesting, okay? And I hear what you're saying. You're saying a whole new idea. This is an amazing thing. Connecting those two psukim, it's definitely very, very interesting. Let's go to Pasuk Chof Ches. Vayei Elokecha asher os Elokecha, I'm sorry, it's Chol. Vayei Hashem is mocking, Yirmi is mocking Klai Yisrael. Now when you have a time of Tzara, why do you turn to Hashem? Why don't you go in and cry to your God, your false God? Vayei Elokecha asher os Sisolach, that you have made for you. Yakumu, let them rise up. Im Yoshi Ucha, if they can save you. Let's see if they can rise up, if they can save you, the Eitzra Secha, at the time of your trouble. and don't deny and don't tell me, and this is a very common theme we're going to have over and over, is that Klal Yisrael, it appears they were always in a state of denial. When they were under pressure by Yirmiyahu, by Yeshaya, or Yeshaya was too early, but by Yechezkel, they were always saying, it's not true. It's not true. Your criticism is not correct. And that's why almost every pasuk, when the Navi gives criticism, he always says, I'll prove it. I'll prove it. My proof over here is, don't tell me it's not true. Ki mispar orecha hoyu elohecha Yehuda. Every city has its own idol. Don't tell me there's no idols. There are so many idols. There are more idols than there are cities. And there were a lot of cities, obviously, because Jews like to have a lot of shuls. So you have a lot. You'll have a lot of cities. There are a lot of, and therefore, don't deny it. Let's hear what it says. The pasuk of Chesed Nesudu started. Where are your idols, which you have made with the work of your hand? Let them run. What are you coming to me? You have a problem. You worship, you made for yourself, else let them run and let them save you. Now, here he's very careful to say the word im, because he doesn't want to give any legitimacy whatsoever to idols. Sometimes when you give musar, in your musar, it may sound like you're partially correct. I'm giving you musa because you went overboard. He's very careful. It's 100% sheker. The idols have absolutely no power to do anything for you. That's why it says im. If he would say in the pasuk, "Vayelach Hashem Sitzloch Yakumu V'Yoyishiyucha," let them rise up and save you. That would give a false connotation that indeed the idols have power to do something for you. It's just that. The Ribbono Shel Olam can do more. But the idols can do a little bit. So let them now try to do the best that they can. Hashem will supplement. No. Im Yoshi Ucha. They can't even do anything. Let's see if they can do anything for you. Obviously, it's a rhetorical question. They can't do anything for you. Ki mispar recha lefi cheshbay mispar orecha asisa tsuro shel chachavim. According to the number of cities, have you made images according to number of cities, asisa tsuro shel chachavim ata Yehuda. In Cain, Rabim, Hema, there are many. The Af Ach Echelo Yimotze Mehem Shiuchelo Shiacha, and not even one of these things can do anything to save you. Rashi Pasuk of Ches. There is Mispar Recha Hayu Elchecha B'chol Ir Eloah Acher. In every city was another idol. Let's first do the Radak. Now let's do the Radak. Pasuk Chaf Ches. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Chaf Ches is teaching the word Mispar. No, so that was that's the next pasuk. That's later on. It's Fipsu Gemuhei. Sorry, let's see. Pasuk of Ches, Ayei Ki Misparecha, the Im Toima. This is very critical. The Radak is saying something very yisoidoistic, very critical and in general idea for the entire Sefer Yirmiyah. The Im Toima. Every time Yirmiyah challenges Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's natural jerk reaction is, "You're wrong. You're wrong, you're making false accusations." And that is why Yirmiyah always backs up his critique with proof. The Im Toimar, Ein Li Elohim Acherim, you're liars. Mispar Orecha Hoyu Elohecha Ki B'chol Ir Yesh Loch Eloah, there is another God. Chaf Ches in the Targum. V'on Dechal Techoin, where is the chal techoim, your fear, in other words, your idols, the avadetun lechon, that you have served, worshipped, yikumon, let them rise up, im yochlon le mifrak choin, if they're able to save you, mifrak is redemption, the idan at the time, bishas choin, arei minyan, arei behold, Array means key. Minyan is the number, the mispar. Kirvechon of your cities. Havya is equal to the chalsoin, to your idols, the base Yehuda of base Yehuda. Yehuda is all that's left now. At this point in time, no longer is any other malchus other than Yehuda. The malchus of the Aseres Hashvatim of Yisrael has gone into Golus long ago. Pasuk Chaf Tes. Now we begin. Pasuk Chaf Tes is Then we are finished with the Haftarah. Okay, so this next section is no longer something that we read on Shabbos. This is just a conclusion of the perek. Lamos rivo lai kulchem. Why do all of you quarrel against me? Kshatem bi, you have all we get. I'm sorry. Lamos rivo lai kama. Why do you quarrel against me? Why do you complain against me? Kulchem pishatem bi ne'um Hashem. All of you, this is very powerful pasuk. All of you have rebelled against me. Let's first see the mitzvot pasuk of test. Lomo sriv olai, lomo tisramu. Why do you complain? Limulai to me. Al shein ani matzil eschem in aroh haba. Halei kulchem. It's simple. You all have rebelled against me. Pishatem bi ish lo nedar. Not even one person in tzaddik pa'aret. And what zchus do you possibly have that you should be deserving of salvation? Rashi, pasuk of tes, lomo serivu el eich tovohu lehisvakach beriv v'loimar. How dare you come and quarrel against me with the words of saying lo chotanu? Kulchem pishatem bi. Rashi here is coming and telling us a very powerful medrash. He's drawing from medrash. Even the tzaddikim are also guilty. Now the question over here is that's not so. The tzaddikim did not rebel. The tzaddikim are 100% good. So why then does the Kadosh Baruch Hu use the word kulchem? Hainu de amri inshe, there's arvus. Just kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. And if the majority of Klal Yisrael are sinners, that automatically means even the tzaddikim are also going to have to suffer. And the expression, what?
Is it only
a
majority?
So the whole Klal Yisrael, if you don't pakti pakadati.
They stood by the sides.
So that's the big question. Why is this so? Hashem is MS. Why should a tzaddik? So there are different approaches. So one approach is, the similar approach is the silence. Is there's no protest. Is to sit back and not to speak up when you witness something wrong. That itself is guilt. Even though you yourself did not participate, you did not promote sin, just sitting back and doing nothing and not making a macha is also considered a sin. That's a very popular approach. Another approach is just simply, we don't understand this, there's something called arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. Even though it's you're 100% not responsible for what has taken place, that's the deal. The deal of Matan Torah was ki ish echad b'leiv echad. If one limb, let's say a finger, does an avera, you use your hand to do an avera. So why should a person's foot suffer? When a person is sick, he's ill. The whole body is sick. Whole body is sick. The head is sick. The feet are sick. What did the feet do? The feet did not do the avera. The answer is, that's the way it goes. The person is one human being. Every part of the person is the same. In the neshama of Klal Yisrael, there is arvus, and that's what the pasuk here is teaching. Kulchem, even the people that are 100% innocent are still going to have to suffer. It's a very frightening concept, which is very hard to swallow.
It's called profit sharing.
Profit sharing?
We're all profit sharing. If one person sleeping on the job, then we're all going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what it's saying.
Protest you have to have.
But that's the first approach. The first approach is to make a macho. You have to speak up. If you witness,
even though it won't help.
Even though it won't help. That's right. Even if it won't help.
You don't know if it won't help.
Even if you know it's not going to help. Even if you know it's not going to help, you have a duty. You have a duty to speak up. You have a duty to say we don't agree with this thing that's taking place. We want no part of it. We want no part of it. We want to let it be known, even though we know that our opinion makes no difference. It's still your duty to express yourself. That's an approach. Okay, there are different approaches, but this thing is clear. This is called by all. It's on everyone's radar. And all the svarim that I used to prepare, not that many, but on all the few svarim that I use, they all quote this pasuk, kulchem pashat and bi. They quote the Rashi. Rashi and Sushi Rashi, they quote the Gemara. Bahadeh hutsa lak yo karba. If you're planting, if you have a field, and there's a weed in the field, there are some thorns, and the farmer goes to take out the thorns. It sometimes happens that when you take out the thorn, you end up taking out a melon. You take out the karba. You take out a gourd. There's something good. Even though I only wanted to take out the thorn was there. I didn't have any intention to go take out the good stuff. That's the nature of farming. You can't be perfect. When you take out some bit, automatically comes up the karba bahadehutza together with the thorns. Lakya, it's smitten. karba the melons. Let's see the radak. Radak pasuk of tes. Lama terivu inyan meriva vitaluna complaint. Amar kishayava ha'oyev aleichem. When the enemy comes upon the Jewish people, atem merivim olayvim, you complain to me and you say, Lama azavnu Hashem. Why did you Hashem abandon us? Vayitnenu biyad oyvenu. For lama ze atem merivim olay Hashem. So what are you complaining to me for? Halay kulchem peshatem biyu perish kulchem. So here it says, Gidoy leichem ukitanechem. Everyone, the gidoylim and the kitanim. V'yonason tirgeim inyin dein, he explains this inyin. Lama atun midama Limdon, Likovel Piskomai. Why are you compared to Limdon? What's Limdon? Likovel Piskomai. I don't know what that means. We'll have to come back to that. Okay, let's just see.
From that parish, it's mashma that there would have been tzaddikim. There might not have been a galus.
We learned before that even if you'll do tshuva nichtam even if you'll cleanse yourself with detergent, your sin is still stained before me.
So, right. Are you saying according to that parish, you're saying there are no tzaddikim?
So Rashi seems to say there are tzaddikim. Rashi says there are tzaddikim. But it doesn't matter. The tzaddikim are. They are responsible. The tzaddikim are responsible for the entire Klal Yisrael. And in fact, I saw in the Mamloes, he explains this even further. He says this is the makor for the minog that on the Yomim Noiraim, on Yom Kippur, we say vidui, and we say vidui for the most severe sins which people know for sure they did not do. Right? We say vidui for Gili Arayah Shvichas Damim, and I mean the list that goes on. The average person has not committed 99% of the sins that we confess for on Yom Kippur. At least we hope, right?
I don't feel that.
What?
You want to show
off
that name?
But I think part of it is to say it's not. Well, you say 99, but the if you look at the translations,
yes,
it's
Bezrayu.
Thing that you don't think are considered that Avera is letting you know when you do this and this.
Right, Abizrayu.
So it's in that category.
Right, that's the common interpretation. Right. The common interpretation is said that it was not Nichshol in Gilui Arayos. It means you didn't see something. Right, I didn't see something on the internet that I should not have seen. So everything abizayu shvichasam. I didn't embarrass someone even slightly, because embarrassing person even slightly is called shvichasam. Every single thing. Okay, that's the common interpretation. The Mamloi says no. What it means is since this pasuk, kulchem pashatem bi. Every single last one of you. According to most of the mafarshim, if we would be transplanted in this generation, we'd be very impressed. If we would be taken in a time machine, right, to the generation for the Chubra, we would look around, we would say, wow, what a wonderful generation. Tzadikim, Gemurim, everyone is so wonderful. So what's this all about? Hashem is magnifying minor imperfections that will lead to terrible Chubra at a later point in time. It had to be weeded out at this point in time. And even though there are indeed tzaddikim that are 100% innocent, but there's arvos. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. So when a tzaddik says, I did not engage in shvichas damim, even though I did not do it, but being that there is arvos in the entire Klal Yisrael, and somewhere in the world a Jew was nichshol this past year in shvichas damim, that's my problem. That's my problem. Therefore, I have to say chotosi that I have sinned with shvichas damim.
But that the primary sin of Yisrael and many of the main child, purely avodah zara, isn't that the primary one?
Avodah zara, gili arayah, shvichas damim. So the truth is, the Gemara gives 11 reasons. There are many dimensions to why the Chorban happened. The first reason is the big three, but then there are more. Shalai beruchu ba Torah tchil. That's the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. We read the whole Haftarah. It seems like a very minor avera. You didn't say beruchas Torah. So what? So that's why Hashem should destroy millions of people and the whole terrible thing should happen? Because Shlaberchah Batar Atchila, the Gemara gives that as one of the main reasons. And then there's another one with Paskud and Shamana. There was the people were not faithful, they were not honest. Okay, but there are many dimensions to the reason for Chorban. Okay, the Targum, we'll just glance over the Targum for one moment. I apologize, I have to prepare more better the Targum. Targum Pasik Chavtes says, Lom Atun Midaman Limeidan Likval Piskamai. Why are you rebelling against my commandments? Kulchoin Miradatun Dinerai, you are rebelling against the Memri Amar Hashem. All of you have transgressed the words of Hashem. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Lamed, and we'll stop here. Okay, I have here. Okay, three pages. There are three pages.
We don't say too much with the tea, but 51% are doing bad things, so we should say, yeah. Legalize marijuana.
They already did legalize marijuana.
That one. What do you think is that?
I believe it's what? Three pages?
Yes.
Three pages.
Okay. What do you have?
Okay. This is the third.
This is the third page.
You're an optimist.
Two pages. Three pages. Three pages. When is Moshe Krasner's Yard site? You know what time of the year, approximately?
I thought it was during Sphere.
This time of the year?
I think so.
That was just holiday.
Who's the other guy? Missing in action.
Who's missing in action?
No, he was talking about old news. Old news.
So who is this guy who was in the papers yesterday?
Which story are you talking about? Which
Jewish guy got the... one sentence yesterday?
Shelley sold days ago.
What was he sentenced?
12 years.
Yeah. So he gets out of it.
Is there any appeal? Is there any hope for him having an appeal?
Even though he's going to appeal, he's going to
did a lot of good for whatever his wife did.
So he has to go during the appeal?
Three pages.
They never stopped. 11. He said, no, they haven't spoken at all.
thought it was later.
My wife booked into her in Flatbush about 2 months ago.
Who was it?
I don't sleep that well anyway.
They call me for a minute.
Yeah, well, it gets that way, right?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, how logically the charges
like
of this one...
Feel bad for.
What's one doing? If he now is accused of fooling around, I don't know if they're married or not, but if they were, and it, assuming even if they're gracious and everything, has no impact on his marriage, he can still say that?
No, it has no impact on his marriage. Because he,
if she was a married woman, though, and she was Jewish?
No. Even if she was a married woman and she's Jewish, I do not believe it has an impact on his marriage. No.
Wow.
On the other hand, if it was a woman
this sinuff only applies to a woman, not to a man.
Yeah, it's a man's world. That's what the women are complaining all the time. It's a man's world.
So,
it's a man's world.
Explain that to somebody, to a guy, it doesn't make sense.
Lowest level.
I guess